Pillar 1, retirement planning. Are your retirement accounts helping your plan or hurting it? Impact, Partners Financial, Houston TX, investment advisory services through Foundations Investment Advisors LLC, SEC Registered Investment Advisor. The bottom line, retirement accounts are tools, not a complete retirement plan. A 401k, IRA, Roth IRA, brokerage account, pension, or annuity can help support your goals, but only when each account has a clear purpose. Too many overlapping accounts, poor tax diversification, unnecessary fees, mismatched risk, or an unclear withdrawal strategy can make retirement more complicated and potentially less efficient. Over the course of a career, it is common to accumulate several retirement accounts. You may have an old 401k, a current workplace plan, one or more IRAs, a Roth IRA, a taxable investment account, and perhaps an annuity or pension benefit. Having multiple accounts is not automatically a problem. The real question is whether those accounts work together as part of one coordinated strategy. If every account was opened for a different reason, at a different time, and under a different recommendation, your portfolio may have become a collection of financial products rather than a retirement plan. Accounts versus strategy. More accounts do not necessarily mean more diversification. It's possible to own several accounts and still hold many of the same investments in each one. Multiple account statements can create the appearance of diversification, even when the underlying assets overlap significantly. What it may look like a 401k, two IRAs, and a brokerage account invested through different providers. What may be happening? The same large company stocks, bond funds, or sector exposure may appear across several accounts. Account diversification is not the same as investment diversification. The entire household portfolio should be reviewed as one system. Five warning signs. Signs your accounts may be working against the plan. 1. No one can explain the purpose of each account. Every account should have a role, such as near-term liquidity, long-term growth, tax-free income, guaranteed income, or legacy planning. 2. The investments overlap significantly. Different funds and account names may still hold many of the same securities, reducing the diversification you thought you had. 3. Nearly all retirement savings are taxed the same way. A plan concentrated entirely in tax-deferred accounts may provide fewer options for managing taxable income later. 4. Fees and restrictions are unclear. Investment expenses, advisory fees, surrender charges, account fees, and liquidity limitations may affect how useful an account is. 5. There is no coordinated withdrawal strategy. Without a plan for which accounts to use and when, withdrawals may create unnecessary taxes or increase exposure to market losses. Tax diversification. The tax treatment of each account matters. The amount shown on an account statement is not always the amount available for spending. Different accounts can create different tax consequences when money is withdrawn. Tax deferred. Traditional 401ks and IRAs generally defer taxes until withdrawals are made. Tax-free potential qualified Roth withdrawals may provide income without increasing federal taxable income. Taxable accounts brokerage accounts may create capital gains, dividends, and interest income. Why this matters? A mix of account types may provide more flexibility when managing taxable income, Social Security taxation, required minimum distributions, and Medicare premiums. Tax decisions should be coordinated with a qualified tax professional. Account purpose. Every account should have a job. Instead of asking only whether an account is performing well, ask what role it plays in the retirement plan. 1. Liquidity, money available for near-term spending, emergencies, and planned purchases. 2. Income, assets intended to help fund regular retirement expenses. 3. Growth, investments intended to support later retirement years and help address inflation. 4. Tax flexibility, accounts that provide options for managing taxable income. 5. Legacy, assets intended primarily for heirs, charities, or future generations. Fees and restrictions, costs, can quietly reduce an account's value to the plan. Fees are not automatically bad. Professional management, investment products, insurance guarantees, and plan administration may all involve legitimate costs. The important question is whether you understand what you are paying and what value the account provides. Review these details: fund expense ratios, advisory and account fees, surrender charges, trading or transaction costs, withdrawal restrictions, insurance rider costs, withdrawal strategy. The order of withdrawals can matter. Two retirees with identical balances and investments can experience different outcomes depending on which accounts they use first, how withdrawals are coordinated with Social Security, and how taxable income is managed. Before Social Security, the plan may use portfolio withdrawals to bridge the gap before benefits begin. Before RMDs, lower income years may provide planning opportunities before required distributions begin. During market declines, cash reserves or more stable assets may help reduce the need to sell growth investments after losses. Consolidation. Should you consolidate retirement accounts? Consolidation may simplify management, reporting, rebalancing, beneficiary reviews, and required minimum distributions. But moving an account is not automatically the best choice. Possible benefits: simpler oversight, easier rebalancing, fewer statements and logins, clearer beneficiary management, potentially lower total costs. Reasons to be careful: unique investment options, employer plan creditor protections, loan provisions, early withdrawal rules, guarantees or surrender periods. Before moving retirement assets, compare fees, investment choices, services, withdrawal options, creditor protections, tax consequences, guarantees, and account restrictions. A rollover may not be suitable in every situation. Account review questions to ask about every retirement account. What specific purpose does this account serve? How does it fit with the rest of the household portfolio? What taxes may apply when money is withdrawn? What fees, restrictions, or surrender charges apply? Is the risk level appropriate for the account's role? Are the beneficiaries current? Would keeping, changing, or consolidating the account improve the overall plan? FAQ, frequently asked questions. Is it bad to have several retirement accounts? Not necessarily. Multiple accounts can be appropriate when each serves a clear purpose. Problems arise when the accounts overlap, create unnecessary costs, or are not coordinated with one retirement strategy. Should I roll an old 401k into an IRA? It depends. Compare investment choices, fees, services, creditor protections, withdrawal rules, loan features, and tax considerations before making a rollover decision. How can I tell whether my investments overlap? Review the underlying holdings of each mutual fund, exchange-traded fund, and managed account. A household-level portfolio analysis can help identify duplicate securities, sectors, or asset classes. Why does tax diversification matter? Holding assets with different tax treatments may provide more flexibility when managing retirement withdrawals, required distributions, Social Security taxation, and Medicare premiums. How often should retirement accounts be reviewed? At least annually, and after major changes in employment, income, markets, taxes, health, family circumstances, or your expected retirement date. Final thought: the goal is not to own the greatest number of accounts. It is to make sure every account supports the same retirement strategy. When your investments, taxes, income plan, risk level, and beneficiaries are coordinated, your accounts can become useful building blocks instead of disconnected financial pieces. Are your retirement accounts working together or pulling your plan in different directions? Schedule your complimentary 15-minute retirement checkup to review your accounts, identify potential overlap or gaps, and see how each piece fits into your broader retirement strategy. Book my free 15-minute call, 281-549-6515. The commentary on this blog reflects the personal opinions, viewpoints, and analyses of the author, and should not be regarded as a description of advisory services provided by Foundations Investment Advisors, Foundations, or performance terms of any Foundations client. The views reflected in the commentary are subject to change at any time without notice. Any mention of a particular security and related performance data is not a recommendation to buy or sell that security or any security. Foundations manages its clients' accounts using a variety of investment techniques and strategies, which are not necessarily discussed in the commentary. Foundations deems reliable any statistical data or information obtained from or prepared by third-party sources that is included in any commentary, but in no way guarantees its accuracy or completeness. This is not endorsed or affiliated with the Social Security Administration or any U.S. government agency. A Roth conversion may not be suitable for your situation. The primary goal in converting retirement assets into a Roth IRA is to reduce the future tax liability on the distributions you take in retirement or on the distributions of your beneficiaries. The information provided is to help you determine whether or not a Roth IRA conversion may be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Please review your retirement savings, tax, and legacy planning strategies with your legal tax advisor to be sure a Roth IRA conversion fits into your planning strategies. Comments regarding safe and secure investments and/or guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products and not any investment advisory products. Rates and guarantees provided by insurance products and annuities are subject to the financial strength of the issuing insurance company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC.